Lifelong service. The Lord calls for young men and women to gird themselves for lifelong, earnest labor in the Sabbath school work. Spasmodic efforts will not avail to accomplish much good, or to make you successful laborers in the work of God. By patient continuance in well-doing, you are to become laborers together with God. You are to reckon yourselves the servants of God by the day. Be diligent in your work for one day, and see that you make no crooked paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the path of rectitude by your misdoings. The Lord would have teachers in the Sabbath school work who can give wholehearted service, who will increase their talent by exercise, and make improvement on what has already been attained. The Lord would have working Christians in His church, for the worker has fewer temptations than those who have little to do. Those who truly believe in Christ will become laborers together with God. They will be governed by His Spirit, their affections will be purified, their passions will be controlled, and precious fruits will appear in their lives for the glory of God, for those who truly believe in Christ will reflect light. New light will ever be revealed on the Word of God to him who is in living connection with the Son of Righteousness. Let no one come to the conclusion that there is no more truth to be revealed. The diligent, prayerful seeker for truth will find precious rays of light yet to shine forth from the Word of God. Many gems are yet scattered that are to be gathered together to become the property of the remnant people of God. But light is not given simply to be a strength to the church, but to be shed upon those who are in darkness. The people of God are to show forth the praises of Him who hath called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. Christ has said of His people, "Ye are the light of the world," and it is the mission of light to shine out and illuminate the darkness. Oh, may teachers and pupils be what the Lord designed that they should be when He gave His life that they might be the sons and daughters of God, and win the crown of immortal glory.